yo, this is the L-Train, and this is the Bigfoot Pro Wrestling Podcast, and we are back for another great edition. But let me tell you about this week's sponsor. As always, we are sponsored by the one and only NachoMamasSeattle.com, NachoMamasSCA on Twitter, NachoMamasSeattle, Facebook, and Instagram. Nacho Mama's Food Truck. Gourmet nachos served up hot and fresh each, every week, 4 to 5 days a week at all the local great brew pubs of the Seattle area. Let me tell you about the specials this week. If you're not into the specials, go check out the menu, NachoMamasSeattle.com. You could see what they serve up every single week on their regular menu. Here is the specials. Big Belly Burger Nachos, a whole lot of meat on this, and cheese. Cheese sauce. Again, that's cheese sauce. It's a cheese sauce. Ground beef with bacon. Marinated pork belly, chipotle mayo, fresh pineapple, and the staple pickled red onions over at Nacho Mama's. They are also going to serve up this week a black bean soup, and for that sweet tooth, a maple pecan brownie. Let me tell you where they're going to be this week. They've got four locations. They're serving it up hot and fresh, baby. You got to get out there and drink the best local brews along with it. Wednesday, October 30th, the day before Halloween. Black Raven Brewing in Redmond, 4 to 8. And then they take Halloween off. Woo! Friday, November 1st, No Boat Brewing in Snoqualmie, 4 to 8. Saturday, November 2nd, Chuck's Hop Shop, Greenwood, 5 to 9 p.m. And then Sunday, November 3rd, Ridgecrest Public House in Shoreline, 5 to 8. I said it before. Follow them. NachoMamasSeattle.com, at NachoMamasSCA on Twitter, at NachoMamasSeattle, Facebook, Instagram, hashtag nachos and beer. Anyway, let's get to this week's show, the one, the only, Aaron from Reactivate Professional Wrestling, going to break down their November 3rd show for us. He's going to talk about Support All Professional Wrestling, which happened this last Sunday. We're going to talk Aubrey Edwards, NWA Power. We're going to talk all kinds of stuff. And if you want to watch powerslam.tv for free for 30 days, use my code, my promo code, BFPWFREE. Bigfoot Pro Wrestling is what it stands for. BFPWFREE, and get your free 30-day trial. Watch all the Defy Nows, PCW Ultra. There's some progress on there. ECC Dub, DOA, Beyond Wrestling, and a whole lot more. Anyway, this is the L-Train, and I am leaving the station. Hey, yo, this is the L-Train, and we're back for another great episode this week. And, man, this Sunday over in Richland, Washington, Reactivate Professional Wrestling returns to the Joker's Comedy Club for a big show. I believe it's called Trick or Treat, and I got the man that runs the show over there, Aaron. What's going on, man? Thanks for coming on tonight at the last minute.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, man. I was trying to hook this up yesterday. Some stuff happened. Couldn't quite hook it up, and then I had to hit the road and hit whack, so I want to apologize. But then I had to throw an audible tonight because I was supposed to talk to Funny Bone, and then he's out in the middle of nowhere with no reception. So then I flipped back over, and you came through for me, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, anytime. I always enjoy being on the show.
Oh, appreciate it. This is your third time now, right?
Yeah, this is my third time. I was actually just talking about that with Sarah from Sunken Treasures, one of our sponsors. I was talking to her about that this morning.
Ah, and she's also been on the podcast. That was a fabulous conversation. Like, she knows so much about wrestling. That was so much fun talking to her.
Yeah.
To her.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
And you say she's one of the official sponsors of Reactivate Professional Wrestling, correct?
Yes. Sunken Treasures Games and the Uptown Phone and Electronics Repair are two main sponsors. And then we have a couple more in there, too.
Well, speaking of sponsors and social media and stuff, you got this dog on your social media, whether it's Twitter or Facebook. And what's he got on his back there? A ticket or something? You want to tell us about this dog? It says, when you just want his attention, but he's always thinking about Reactivate Professional Wrestling. And then
talking about Max Burnside.
There we go.
That's his pooch, Hooch, cuddling up with Rook Kelly.
So just at the whim, he kind of took the pictures, threw that up for you?
Yeah. The picture got sent over, and it was actually sent over by Kikyo. And I knew right away, I mean, she gave me a little tidbit and I was like, oh, I got to put this up. And so I made the little meme about it and posted it. Max Burnside didn't know it was going up. Rook didn't know it was going up. And everybody's had a good laugh about it.
I had to ask that because I was flipping through it. I'm like, oh, man, this cool looking dog. And he's got the phone on his back with the Reactivate thing on it. And so
I had to bring that up. Actually, Rook is actually looking at the poster for the seminar that we're doing on Sunday.
Oh, well, speaking of that, I had on the list here, seminar on Sunday, looks like 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Joker's Comedy Club, right? And you got the one and only, who is it, my friend?
Zach Cooper is coming in to do a four-hour seminar with us prior to our trick-or-treat episode.
So 4 hours, man, that's a pretty long seminar, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he's going to have a lot of stuff to go over. I mean, you know, one of the great things about Zach, I mean, watching, he has evolved quite a bit and done quite a few different things. And, you know, he's on a lot of people's dream matches list, like guys that want to wrestle somebody. He's on their list and he's kind of done it all himself. I mean, he's converted to full-time wrestling. He travels all over the country. He's headed to the UK. He's living the dream, man. He's doing what everybody wants to do. And, you know, people want to know how, and he's willing to give out some of that knowledge and give them kind of the heads up on some of the hurdles they're going to face and some of the stuff that he deals with. I mean, I know, you know, he just had a snag in his travel plans just the other day. And, you know, it happens. And you've got to be ready for it. And you've got to have, you know, your next step planned and everything else. And so he's going to partake a lot of that knowledge onto existing wrestlers and beginners. We've got it opened up about 20 spots available. We filled about 10, I believe. So we got about 10 more spots open for it for anybody that wants to come down.
Yeah, you probably get a few people kind of showing up day of, maybe kind of trying to jump into that, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't want to overwhelm the whole deal. So we are, like I said, we are limiting it to about 20 people.
Right.
But if Zach gives the thumbs up that there's, you know, the people at the door are okay, we'll roll from there. That's purely his call.
Oh, dude, he's phenomenal. I've seen him at another wrestling promotion, taking on Daniel Maccabi, man, and I don't know how those guys got up the next day after the battle. It was phenomenal. Zach Cooper is about got the thickest thigh for a guy his size I've ever seen. Like, yeah. He is so thick, and I saw him again last night at another show, and he is incredible. So any knowledge he can pass on to the other wrestlers, the beginning wrestlers, I think is going to be amazing, because if they can take any piece of what he does and put it to use, they're going to be a better wrestler for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have some performers that are interested in managing. We have some referees. We have some wrestlers, like, all signed up for this seminar. So it's pretty exciting. Like I said, this is kind of our first official seminar, and then we've got all kinds of stuff in the works for the future. So we're looking at doing these things pretty regularly.
Oh, that's great, man, because it gives everyone a chance to learn, gets the, you know, whoever's doing the seminar for you, get a chance to drop that knowledge, and, you know, and maybe put a few bucks in their pocket if that's what happens when they're training and stuff, and it's good for them. And so, man, sounds like great growing coming up for Reactivate Professional Wrestling, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, and that's the hope. I mean, we here at Reactivate, we're all about, you know, supporting professional wrestling. And I mean, we, you know, that's a big thing for me. I've had a few of the other promoters kind of mention that, is, you know, you're a, you know, always kind of, you know, giving us the rah, rah, rah from the side and being a cheerleader and helping out. And we don't really know why. And I'm like, well, because I want to see everybody succeed. I mean, I want to see all of the companies do well and all of the wrestlers do well. And I mean, I just want the best for everybody. And I think there's room in this business for everything as far as it goes. And I mean, we can, you know, if I see something I like, I mean, I have plans to travel to some of the other companies and check out their shows and do some stuff just because I love the product they're putting out. So,
well, any thoughts of starting any kind of a training school or anything like that out there that you've thought about? I don't know if we talked about this on the past episodes or not. I didn't listen back, but yeah, any thoughts about that? I mean, I know you try to help people. I see you saying that on your social media. If anyone wants help, put you in the right direction. You know, I know you push them in certain directions, but is there any thought about opening anything over there, or is there anything already that I don't know of?
Yeah, there's nothing over here at the time, and that conversation has been had. I mean, we've been looking at some buildings and some new homes based on the way that the licensing and stuff works in the state. That's kind of part of it, is opening up an area, like a facility where, you know, we've got some guys that live here locally that are traveling to other areas to train. And so I want to give them an opportunity to have a home base as well, where they can get into the ring more often. And then something that we can bring in these seminars, not just before our shows, but if I can bring something in weekly or biweekly, where we've got a, you know, some of the guys that do seminars, even in the Pacific Northwest, we've got a few guys that train wrestlers and things. And if I can bring them into the Tri-Cities to work with new guys, work with new groups and do some stuff, you know, occasionally, just whenever they can get around this way, and try to get seminars a little more often that are wide open for anybody who does want to travel in, but also for this local area.
Oh man, I think that, pardon me, I think that would be great, because there's so many wrestlers all over the state, all over Oregon, all over Canada that just want to go places, and the closer the better, so they don't have to travel quite as far, get their training in, and, you know, start to get on the path of success that they want to grow.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, I want to provide as many outlets and as many opportunities as I can for people. I mean, you know, as far as our shows go, I'm limited to what I can book. I mean, I could book, you know, 13, 14 matches and we'd be there all night. But I mean, I just, that's not reasonable.
Right.
You know, so I've got my core group and my guys that, you know, come in and work for us and that love to come in and work for us. And I bring in, you know, someone here and there to fill in and we do what we can. But I really want to open up this spot in Eastern Washington, Eastern Oregon, where these guys can get in a little bit more often and get some time in and get some sessions in and maybe do some things with a guy like, you know, from Seattle that they don't know as well. And somebody that has been around and done some things and traveled. And so I'm open to those conversations with anybody who does seminars and wants to help the future of wrestling in the Pacific Northwest, for them coming in and doing something once we get our building situated and everything else.
And, you know, speaking of growth, man, how's it been going? This is this episode 5, right? So this is your 5th show?
Yeah, this is episode 5.
All right, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How's it gone from show 1 to show 5? How has your product, your promotion grown over those 5 shows? What do you know now that you didn't know then? You know, things like that.
You know, I think we're still figuring it out. I mean, I was talking to another promoter recently and he told me that like his first 4 or 5 shows, he ended up kind of throwing away, cause he really didn't hit his stride and figure it out at that point. I think we've gotten there a little quicker than that. Our matches have been solid for the most part. We've had a lot of really good interaction. We've got some great support. I think we're still just kind of figuring it out though. Because there are so many outlets to get our product out to people and how we want to go about it. And I think I'm finally zeroing in on the best way to deliver Reactivate's product out to the public. And so we're kind of getting there, but you know, the relationships in our locker room and then the fun that we're having and those kind of things have been great and just seem to keep getting better every show.
And how's the community feeling about do you hear much from the community? Like no one probably knew about it 5 shows ago, one, two, maybe they're just like, well, what's going on over there at the Joker's Club? Anyone in the community saying, hey, this is kind of cool. You're bringing stuff into here, into Richland, helping us build the community a little bit, things like that.
Yeah, we've been hearing that quite a bit. We get new people each time and people coming back and bringing their friends. And you know, we got hooked up with some local guys that they found out about our first show, episode one, 3 hours after it was over. And so, you know, they came for episode two and they've been with us ever since. And they tell everybody about it. And, you know, it's been a good time. And like I said, we've been getting some good hands on deck and a lot of word of mouth. And I got some great advice from Adam Reyes yesterday about social media posting and things like that. And so we're going to alter the way that we're doing some of that as well.
And has your staff grown with each show? And also, I know you guys are putting out a lot of great shirts, man. I keep meaning to get one, and I will get one of these days over on the site. But, man, it seems like you guys got a lot going on there with merch and things now.
Yeah, I've been so blessed with designers and stuff kind of almost landing in my lap with, hey, I made this design. What do you think? And, you know, I've got such great people around me, and that's kind of made things a lot easier is the support that I have. I mean, I have so many people that I can turn to if I want to just drop 7 to 10 F-bombs and go off on my day about how I'm feeling. I've got 20 people lined up that'll sit there and listen to me. And so, you know, I've got, you know, artists and web guys and videographers and people wanting to help out. And it's been pretty awesome. And I'm really excited about Reactivate in 2020, because I think we're going to, once we really dig our heels in, which is kind of our plan, I'm real excited to see what comes of it.
Well, and you brought it up on, or whoever runs the Reactivate Pro Wrestling on the social media. I'm assuming it's you. Maybe it's someone else. It doesn't matter. But anyway, you were looking for venues in Washington State or Oregon that want to dose your brand. And I thought that's cool, man. You guys are kind of like starting to look out, maybe expand, do a little traveling here for a show or there. And I hope you guys can make it to Tacoma one time. Tacoma needs more wrestling. Defy wrestles there sometimes. There's been a couple other things that have tried to wrestle there. It didn't really work out. But, man, I would love to see you guys get there and get in a nice location and put on a great show for people, or anywhere else besides that. Oregon, I'm sure people would love to have you down there too.
Yeah, my very first match when I started wrestling, my very first time out in front of a crowd, was at the Temple Ballroom. So Tacoma's one of those, I see it, and ideally it'd be kind of a full circle thing. But I haven't looked a lot over on the west side yet. I've looked a lot more on the east side, but the west side keeps calling to me. I keep getting those, you know, I mean, you had posted, and I've had a few others that are, hey, you know, you have roots on this side of the state. Why don't you come over here? You've got family over here. Why don't you bring something to our city so we can, so my eyes are wide open. I mean, if the opportunity works out and things are good, I'm definitely not opposed to taking the show on the road. We've got our eyes on a sweet spot in Spokane.
Nice.
That I'd love to run. I've had some bites from Oregon and Yakima and things, and you know, but nothing crazy serious on those ends. Really, I'm looking at the Spokane venue going, I want to do that. I want to make that happen. What do I need to do?
Yeah, and, so, and that would probably work good for you, because that's not, you know, that's not that far from where you are, where you guys have right. Your original shows, where you set up base, you know, whereas, you know, maybe coming over this side, maybe not be quite cost effective, although the wrestlers are all over the state and the Northwest. So whoever you're booking, you know, that's going to make the difference too. But man, I completely understand. You got to make it cost effective for you. You can't, like, you know, just come over here and just lose money on a wrestling show for the travel costs and things like that. So, but man, hearing you say Spokane, that excites me a little bit.
Yeah. And Seattle's got so much great talent in that side. There's so many great wrestlers over there and so many, you know, I mean, good, you know, schools and places where people are coming out of. And you know, so, I mean, that side, as far as talent goes, makes a ton of sense. You know, your logistics are going to be transportation, things like that. But there are ways around that. I mean, we have, you know, I've been fortunate enough in this year to make some pretty fantastic friends and some pretty fantastic connections with people on that side. And, you know, who knows what the future holds. And, you know, that's my hope is that, you know, eventually we can do something in each of the major areas in this area and get all eyes on wrestling as much as we can.
Well, I'm all for that as a fan, a longtime fan here in the state of Washington to the old days. Everyone's heard it a million times. But I also feel that the more promotions like yourself and Without a Cause and, you know, stuff up in Canada and Prestige and everyone, DOA, man, the more places, the better. The more, why? Because the more places the talent gets to go wrestle, the more, you know, they get to practice their thing. They get to be better. The more people are going to come out of this organ or this area, and everyone's going to look to this and go, Washington, North in the Northwest, Oregon, Canada. That's where all the great wrestlers are coming from.
Mm-hmm. Some of it's already started. I've seen it. I've seen the conversation come up quite a few times on Twitter about, man, I want to get out to Washington State. I get blown up. I was again talking with Sarah about this today. I get messages all the time from people all over the country that are wanting to come to Washington State because they've never been here before. They've never been to Oregon. They've never been to Idaho. And so they're hitting me up going, hey, you know, here's my stuff. Here's my info. What are the chances? And it's kind of like I say to anybody, if I have a little bit more of an old school mentality about it, is if you want to go to an area, go buy a plane ticket, fly out, hunt down as many promotions as you can, show up at the shows. I mean, if I get a wrestler that shows up with, you know, a complete resume who works regularly in, you know, North Carolina, and they land at the Pasco Airport and they show up at my show in Richland, Washington one day, I'm not going to turn that away. Sure, I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm going to give you a chance because you took it on yourself to come out, and I can respect that. You know, the ones that are calling me up saying, oh, you know, I work for this, you know, one small promotion in this one small area, and I want to come fly out and I want you to pay me $500 to do it. I'm going to roll my eyes and be like, no, I don't care if you did an Al Snow seminar 3 years ago. I don't care.
if a guy shows up at your show, like you're stating the first guy, what does he have to have in hand to, like, you go, okay, you're legit?
So I've learned a lesson recently, and I won't go into details on that lesson, but I've learned a lesson recently. And so what I'm looking at is companies they work for, how often they're in a training ring, and seminars. That's kind of the info I want to see. I just want to see that you've done something, you've made an effort, you're regularly in a ring, at least once or twice a week. You're getting yourself into a training ring. And, you know, kind of give me that, like, I've got a passion for it. And so I took it on myself to fly out here, drive out here, whatever it might be. And I can show you that I work where I live. I just want to branch out. I want a chance. I'm going to take a chance on that guy or that girl, whatever it may be. Because I can respect that kind of passion where you're going to come out of pocket and say, I'm just going to go to an area and I'm going to show up here and I'm going to show up there and I'm going to talk to the promoters and, you know, what can I do? As a matter of fact, I just saw, you know, our mutual friend, Mr. Dave Turner, he's going to be in the Florida area over WrestleMania weekend. And he did the exact same thing, branched out and said, hey, I'm going to be in that area. I'm looking for shows. That I can respect because that's exactly what you need to do to show that value, that drive, make yourself important. Like I always say, make yourself valuable. That's exactly what I'm always telling these young guys who talk to me about it, is find a way to be valuable and find a way to show that you really do care about what you're doing.
And is it great for those guys to show up at your show and say, you know, I know maybe I can't wrestle at your show tonight, but can I help with the ring? Can I help, you know, set up chairs? Is that a thing too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, making yourself valuable. That's always a good way to get attention, to always get that, you know, at least that recognition of who you are, that you're interested, that you're there, versus the, you know, like I said, 10 to 12 messages a week that I get where, hey, I want to work your show. Great. I don't know anything about you and I've got a full roster. So, you know, what's going on now? I mean, most of that stuff I pass on anymore. When somebody sends me, you know, 15 to 30 minute videos of themselves and they're, I'd pass it on to somebody else to watch, cause I just don't have time for all the stuff that gets sent to me.
I mean, I kind of think of a guy, you know, cause I'm old school. I think of a guy like Teddy Long, who mm-hmm. turned out to be a manager and then the general manager at Raw or SmackDown or whatever it was, and did really, he could talk like as good as anyone ever, but man, he started back at NWA back in the day, WCW on the 605 show on all that on TBS, just sweeping up, cleaning up, helping him with the ring. Before all they know it, they needed a referee. He was the referee. They were like, hey man, just get in there and do it. And then all of a sudden he was managing teams like Doom and stuff like that. So it's just like, it seems like if you just get in there, show everyone you want to work your ass off, and you know, there's a spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, the biggest thing that I would tell anybody is make yourself valuable. And, you know, that's a hindsight lesson that I learned. You know, looking back on it now, I can say I made myself valuable to some, but I did not make myself valuable to everybody. And I know which guys I made myself valuable to and which ones I didn't. And I wish I could go back and change that and make myself valuable to everybody.
Gotcha. Hey, man, let's just step away for just a second from Reactivate Professional Wrestling. Like I said, we were supposed to talk on Sunday, didn't work out for me, but, you were heading over to, what was it? Support All Professional Wrestling, a card called Downtown Destruction. You want to give us a little insight on that?
Yeah. Downtown Destruction, Support All Pro Wrestling. It was their inaugural show. It was their first one. They've been, touting that one for a while online, and we're looking for some advice initially. And I've received that from quite a few people, even some promotions that have been running longer than I have, because I found my way through the red tape pretty easily. It started out conversations about advice and some things like that. And then, they needed a ring announcer. And so they asked me to lend my voice to the show, and I agreed, and we had some mutual trade, I suppose, in return. Some things that they're going to help me out with and some things that I was doing for them. And then they needed another favor and then another favor, and I ended up getting to go be a big part of the show, and that was last night. And I'm still reeling from it. I'm exhausted.
So how late did that take you, man? I know that was a little bit of a drive for you, I think you said. And then you had to get back home. And then I'm sure you had to work today like other people, but I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't get home until about 2:30 in the morning. And then I had to be up to take kids to school and go on with my day from there.
Well, taking kids to school and all that's a job in itself.
Yeah, it's but it was good. I mean, I had such a good time, and the show itself, it was a television studio show. And you know, being a first show, you have all these grand plans and all these things that you're wanting to do, and some of it didn't work out. Unfortunately, the Twitch channel didn't work out.
Nah.
But they were able to stream it on Facebook, but then there was a couple of hangups with that. And so I don't know if you watched the links I sent you.
I have not had a chance yet, but I will check them out.
Yeah. There's a couple little things about the video and some of the sound, but overall, the show itself was really cool, just in this cool little TV studio. And we get in there, and it's funny because I'm sitting back with the owners of the television station, and Greg, the producer for Support All Pro Wrestling, is sitting there, and I said to the guys that own the network there, or the channel, I said, so you guys filming all this stuff, you're going to put it on the TV, the TV station too, right? And I said it jokingly. And they go, oh yeah, no, we're going to cut everything. We're going to edit everything. And we're going to put it on the show in about a week or so on the channel. And the producer looks at me and he goes, I didn't know that when I signed the contract. I'm learning this right now because of your joke. And so I'm laughing because I'm like, that's hilarious. And, but these the two guys that own the channel were super cool and a lot of fun to work with, and cameras and like a video is amazing quality, and there's a lot of really good stuff came out of it. So I was real happy for those guys.
Did you go, hey, I got this other show I do on Sundays at the Joker's Comedy Club. Would love to get a TV show, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's a possibility as well. Might do a Reactivate show from there.
Reactivate power. No, wait, that's a whole different thing. Never mind. I'll talk about that in a minute.
Right. Yeah, but we, because the next Support All Pro Wrestling show isn't until May 2nd. So they're spacing these out pretty far. Just as they're getting their kind of feet wet and getting everything going. But yeah, it was a really cool studio show.
Fun.
Really neat stuff. There's just, you know, a few things to tweak, and I'm excited for the next one. I've already been invited back to announce again. So.
Nice. I've talked to you before about ring announcing, man. What do you get that's just a kick out of that, man?
I like emceeing a show almost more than announcing. Like, I like to be on there. I like to have some banter with the crowd and have a good time. I mean, last night I had a few shots I took at them, and we had some fun. And I like that part, kind of more the being the host versus just the announcer. So I'm not up there in a shirt and tie, you know, calling it and walking away. I'm,
gotcha,
you know, plugging sponsors and, you know, having fun with it. So, you know, that's what I enjoy. And I'm branching out a little bit more. I mean, I might look at doing a few more, you know, if anybody needs a voice for their show, I might be interested.
Oh man, that's up. Hey, what kind of talent were on that show?
So that one you had, like your opening match was the dynamic Rook Kelly, and he took on Lumberzack, and they had one of those great, you know, quick and agile versus all power matches that went, you know, really well. And then you had the Princess Adin Reyes taking on Fallen Flower Kikyo. We had Guerrero Azteca taking on young newcomer Ricky Hagar. We had Mikey the Mustache Selleck versus Jay Manson in a mustache versus beard match. There was the King of Giants style Jackson Price against Harley Hartson. And then your main event was JD Mason from Northwest Pro taking on Marty the Moth Casaus.
Marty the Moth?
Marty the Moth from Lucha Underground.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he was the main event. They were in the main event last night in a what was originally just a one-fall match, but they switched it up to a Falls Count Anywhere, No Holds Barred ruckus in a TV studio. They just went a little crazy, and it was a bit of a heart stopper for everybody on the production end. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun, and they tore the house down.
And how was the little crowd in there? Were they into it? Was it, you know, I didn't mean to say little crowd, but how was the crowd in there? I'm assuming it's a studio. It probably wasn't super huge or anything.
Yeah, no, seats were limited. I mean, it was limited to about 60 seats total. And oh, I mean, wow. They were pretty close to sold out on those. And they might have been sold out on them, I think. But we had the crowd was hot. I mean, nice. As a matter of fact, two guys drove up from Southern California. They drove 800 miles to come see Marty the Moth come back from his injury.
Oh, shit. Do you remember their names?
I don't. I didn't
That's
get
right.
a chance.
That's to, understandable, to... but I thought if you would, we'd put it over right here for him.
Yeah. I mean, that was crazy to hear that. I mean, these guys drove 800 miles to see Marty come back because Marty just had, he had stem cells injected into his vertebrae just 2 weeks ago. So he was real tender at first and kind of not sure about what was going to go on for the night. But boy, when he got out there, he doesn't look like he's missed a step.
Nice.
Yeah, he looked like he was at 100%. And so if he wasn't at 100%, I can't wait to see him at 100%.
Is he going to, sorry, I was off the way from the mic there. Is he going to come back to their May 5th or May show that you know of?
Yeah, the May 2nd show. Actually, it's May 2nd is going to be Marty the Moth versus JD Mason, the rematch.
So oh,
it's gonna
there
be
we go.
Part two.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
That's going to be, that's one of those ones. I mean, I strongly recommend people watch that match because it was fantastic. And I look forward to them doing it again. those are two guys. I mean, JD Mason's one of those guys that can have a good match with anybody. I mean, he's so solid, so strong. And like I said, if Marty the Moth is not at 100% right now, he could have fooled me.
Well, speaking of studios, I'm going to switch it up here from local wrestling to NWA Power. I've been kind of watching you, you know, on Twitter, and it looks like you've been watching it. I've been watching it. This reminds me of old school 605 TBS studio wrestling. I'm loving it so far, man. The wrestlers they got on there, the way they got it set up. Jim Cornette, you know, doing his thing. What are your thoughts on NWA Power?
I am a big fan. I've been watching that one. I've watched all three of the episodes so far. I've had a good time. I like the kickback. I like the old school look. I mean, even with some of the announcers and stuff, and you know, there's a great old feel to it. I'm excited to see more. I saw that, I believe it's, Thunder Rosa is going over there, and yeah. I've seen her with Prestige and some other stuff around here. So I'm excited to see her, get her chance with NWA. And, I mean, I don't know. I'm a Nick Aldis fan.
Yep.
I like the guy. You know, James Storm is always one who's quite the character. And they've got a lot of guys. They've got a lot of guys that they've used that I don't know who they are, and I'm really intrigued. I'm really interested in who some of these guys are. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, like what's his name? Stark. You know, I've seen him up here at a show or two, and man, it's just good time. And their tag team scene is really good. I mean, the Rock and Roll Express were their champions just not long ago. Somehow, some way, can still do it. Still looking forward to that match between Rock and Roll Express and 4 Minutes of Heat. By the way.
I finally got to see 4 Minutes of Heat live, and that was fantastic. They're entertainers for sure.
Was that at the Prestige show?
The Prestige show, yeah. When they came down here in Richland, I was there for that show because anytime wrestling's going to come in, you know, and I don't care who the company is. I mean, anybody's going to come close enough that I can go, I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go. I'm going to buy a ticket. I'm going to support the show because it's what I do. And
well, it was cool they set up out there real quick in Richland Prestige, because I think also your friend from Sunken Treasures had a part in that show too, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She did. Excellent. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
And it was great. There was a cool new venue, and you know, good turnout, great show. You got top notch performances out of everybody. I had two of my kids with me. Because I have a third kid who's got zero interest in wrestling whatsoever, but the other two have really latched onto it. And so I took them with me, and it was kind of fun having those, you know, hearing some of the chants and letting my kids get involved, but having to tell my son after the fact, by the way, these are things you can only say at a wrestling show, and please don't ever say them around your mother.
This is not a chant we can do at school.
Right. Don't say this to your friends. Don't say it to your teachers. Don't say it at school. only at wrestling shows and never in front of your mom.
Are the two kids that went with you, are they two boys, one boy, one girl, or?
Yeah, my son, my youngest, my boy, and then my one of my, I have twin daughters, and so it was one of my daughters.
Ah, so one of the daughters is taken in wrestling. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Maybe she'll be a future wrestler at Reactivate Professional Wrestling. You never know.
She loves, I mean, because for the most part for our shows, we've had a majority female referees, and we've always had our women's matches during the shows, and those are her favorite parts by far. She is totally captivated by all of that. She, during the first show that she was at, our episode one, she was completely enamored by Aubrey Edwards and Kendall Marie as the referees. She was completely enamored by the fact that they were women doing that job. And she has talked to me about it a few times. It's like, I didn't know that girls did that. And I was like, of course you can do whatever you want, especially when it comes to wrestling. There's nothing you can't do. And so she's, I think she's taken that to heart.
That's beautiful. And Chris Samuels, by the way, last night at a wrestling show, he has another female student, and she's way more than a student now. She went in there and reffed after the matches last night, and she was incredible. I don't remember her name. I wish I did off the top of my head. But Chris Samuels just keeps putting out, you know, amazing, amazing referees.
Was that Jamie Smiles?
I think so. That's probably it, but I don't know 100% to actually confirm my thought.
she should be making her Reactivate debut this weekend.
Mm. That's probably her then, because her and Chris did the matches just by themselves last night, no third person. So, and it was amazing, and she did a great job. Also, she got kicked in the face one time. Might have been by might have been by Hammerstone or something. I can't remember off the top of my head. But
yeah,
but she was a professional, and man, it was funny. You started bringing up the women referees and your daughter and stuff, because that was actually the next thing on my list here. How do you feel watching AEW and seeing the one and only Aubrey Edwards, Girl Hebner, dude, just giving it to those guys, getting in Jericho's face, just doing her thing? It's so awesome. I can't wait to turn in each and every week for the show itself and to see our friend Aubrey Edwards.
Yeah, I couldn't be any more happy for her. Like, I'm over the moon ecstatic, and you know, I love, like, their posts on Twitter where, you know, she's in this town or headed to this place or this thing, and you know, it's fantastic. And I have said this, and I will say it again, that in my opinion, especially as far as personalities go and doing those things, she is one of the best in the world right now. Like, she's so entertaining to watch. She's so good at what she does. From her facial expressions to, you know, when she's getting in their faces and doing those kind of things, I mean, laying down the law, like, she is fantastic, and she is so much fun to watch. And I'm super happy for her, super proud of her.
I love it when I see, like, you know, someone hits a move or just punches another person, another wrestler punches another wrestler in the face, and you see the look on her face, or she jumps, or she reacts to it. And you don't see a lot of the referees do that in the last so often, you know, like, and I'm not trying to take a shot at WWE, but the referees are a little generic. They don't really do much in their matches, where she reminds me of a lot of an old school wrestling referee. Tommy Young, Girl Hebner, those folks that used to do it, they were involved in the match. They were something in the match. They didn't take away from the wrestlers, but the heel better not shove them, because they'll get shoved back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I can think back growing up, I mean, watching wrestling as long as I did, and there's a couple of referees who stand out, but Earl Hebner is always the one that I go back to. He's the one who sticks out first and foremost in my mind, because he was always super animated, and how many times did we see him push back and be just as much a part of the show as anyone else? And I feel like there are some people who will go out there and say that an overanimated referee can steal the thunder and can take away from the show. I disagree 100%. I think that the referee who goes out there and gets animated and has fun with it and does his, and is truly a fan. I love when Aubrey Edwards pops, like, because you see it in the ring. She'll pop like a fan when something happens on occasion. And for me, that's the best part about what she does, is because you know, you're, I mean, you have your emotion about it. You have your pop about it. And you have your, holy crap, I can't believe that just happened. But when you see her do it too, I feel like it just amplifies the emotion that much more. And so that's my favorite thing about her, is that I feel like she does such a great job of really kind of the corner of your eye, but she really helps to amplify that emotion when something big happens.
Oh, you're 100% correct about that. And Earl, if you go to YouTube and put in Earl Hebner referee, there's a spot that comes up where he's in the ref. Triple H is kind of pushing him. It's the old the DX days, Attitude Era type stuff. And Triple H pushes him a little bit. And then Earl pushes him back. And then he punches him. He knocks him out. And he throws him out of the ring. And then the tag team guys try to jump up there. And they get knocked out of the ring by Earl. And it was just phenomenal. It was at a house show. You know, you can't do something like that usually on, like, Raw or a pay-per-view. But a house show, it completely sold it, and the fans were going nuts. It's a great, great clip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of the stuff that he did was always fantastic, especially when they took the harness off and let him do more.
Exactly. And I'm glad to see he's still doing his thing, at least one match, you know, in the AEW a week or at their pay-per-views. And so cool to see that picture that Aubrey posted when she met him. I think it was it All In or All Out, one of those shows where she met him at the first time. So freaking cool.
Yeah, super cool. That was a really cool thing. And I love that picture. That's, again, I've said before, that's two of my favorite referees in one picture. And, you know.
I will also say I was lucky enough to see her at a show this weekend, too, just chilling, watching the show. She had her hat on, a little sideways action like she does, and just as cool as all. It was cool to see her there, though.
Oh, yeah, always.
Hey, man, getting to it. Let's get to your match card.
Yeah.
Break it down for us, my man.
So we have got opening the night, we've got the dynamic Rick Kelly versus the returning Jacob Cubby Sumis.
Nice.
Because he's coming back from injury. That's a match that we've wanted to do for a while, and I'm real excited about having that one. And mentioning that that's the card opener, we've had a few people go, oh, I have to follow that.
That's right. You got to work hard, baby.
Yeah, that bar is going to be raised real quickly right off the bat. But I'm really excited about our card. I mean, we've got a lot of great stuff, you know, and we'll roll into a couple other things. We've got, like, Mikey the Mustache Selleck versus Mansa Manny Rios. They're both local guys. Manny's from Prosser. Mikey's originally from Pasco. So we've got some, you know, local stuff with those guys. We have our kind of mini main event, our first main event of the evening will be Danica De La Rouge versus the Fallen Flower Kikyo in a 2 out of 3 falls match, because nice. They're split 1-1 right now. Both are women wrestlers I'm super high on, and I love having them on my shows because they always deliver.
Well, I think Danica has not got much time for the Northwest left, I would have to think.
Yeah, she was just off. She was just off somewhere else at another show, doing another big one recently. You know, I feel like Kikyo's kind of the same now that she's back and she's back in full swing. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of time before she ends up somewhere, be it back in Japan or somewhere else. I mean, it's a matter of time. I mean, 3-2-1 battle has scooped her up, and a lot of other people have eyes on her, so and rightfully so. She can come out and deliver every night.
I think she recently wrestled up north in Bellingham too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, at 5CC. Yeah, she was on their debut show. I think she's on their next one too.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That's another show I'd like to get to.
Yeah, me too, man. That's up there a ways, but that one they put on before looked really good from the clips I saw.
Yeah, I mean, I was born in Bellingham. I didn't live there. Because I lived in Friday Harbor, and so the island didn't do berths at the time, so they were flown to Bellingham. So technically, I have a tie to Bellingham, too.
Nice, nice, but, nice.
Yeah. We also have a couple of grudge matches. We've got, like, Cool Heels coming in to take on Lumberzak and Chris Marks. They were part of a six-man tag last month that just got crazy, and I can't wait for that video to come out because the whole ending was just explosive. And so that'll be a nice, nice little grudge match. And then, we're bringing in because, you know, again, I mentioned a couple of guys that have these dream matches that they want to do and they've got guys that they want to work. I was having a conversation with Mr. Merchandise, Chase James. And one of the guys on his short list is Zach Cooper. And it just so happened that I was having a conversation with Zach Cooper when I found out about it. And so I was like, I'm going to make this happen. Because, one, Chase deserves it. And two, they're probably going to try to kill each other. And it's just going to be awesome. And I'm excited that I get to see it. And I'm excited that it gets to happen in my ring. Because anyone who knows me at all, with what I've been doing with these shows, knows, like, I'm trying to put things together that I want to see.
That's good.
Because I know if I want to see it, other people are going to want to see it. And, like I said, I'm pretty sure those two are probably going to try to kill each other.
Oh, man, that sounds phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah. And then our main event of the night is going to be our last man standing match between J.D. Mason and Malcolm Flex.
Oh.
Just two heavy-hitting, hard, fast. And it's going to be insane. And I've already had to, you know, remind Joker's Comedy Club that I have a huge insurance policy and that we're okay.
You're paying a little extra to take care of business.
Yeah. I had to remind them, like, hey, this one's going to get a little crazy, and I apologize ahead of time. But remember, we're covered.
It's all good. We got your back, bro.
Yeah. It's going to be, I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen J.D. Mason chop someone or Malcolm's spear, but, I mean, one's going to cave in your chest and the other's going to break your ribs. So, I mean, it's to give them a no rules, do this, you know, wherever, however, until someone can't stand up kind of for them.
Well, help, I'm not a spoiler here, but they may not make it to the end, my man.
Who knows? I don't even know at this point. I'm like just looking at the numbers and looking at the policy and going, man, would this cover one of them bleeding out? Like, is that going to be a problem? I might have to call my insurance guy.
As the guy that runs the show.
Yes.
And I don't know if you can answer this question legitimately. And if you can't, it's okay. But when you put two talents like that on there, and do you just give them the finish? Here's the time you got, and they fill it in? Or do you let them know anything you want during the match?
Honestly, if we're going to break the wall here a little bit, I have total faith in those two guys. They know what I feel, and I know that they're going to push my limits a little bit. I'm expecting that. And I know that during that match, I'm probably going to be sweating bullets. But basically, yeah, I'm going to give them kind of like, this is the direction we're going. Try not to kill each other. And if you do, at least understand that camera side is to the left. So, you know, but no, I have total faith in those two guys. I mean, those are top notch pros, and I'm just excited to see it just as much as anybody else is, I'm sure.
Well, you keep talking about cameras. Are we going to see any of this stuff eventually up on YouTube or, you know, independentwrestling.tv or any of those kind of things?
Yeah. Eventually, we've had struggles. Video has been my biggest headache since day one. And I have some beautifully shot ringside footage from episodes 2 and 3, but they're unedited. I've got to cut some stuff out, but it's purely just ringside camera. There's no Steadicam for either of those two shows. Mm-hmm. One for technical issue and one because the Steadicam display didn't show up. So, you know, that's where my struggle's been. I have such great video footage to put out, but I haven't been able to. So I've had a conversation recently with another promoter who gave me, again, some amazing advice on the best way to put out what I have, the raw footage. And then we have Nathaniel, who has been doing a lot of the stuff with Without a Cause. He shot and edited episode 4 for us. And I have a couple of matches from that one that he's gotten to me that I've been able to watch, and I'm super happy with them. And he's getting me everything else, and then I'm looking at what to do with all of that.
Gotcha.
But there is episode 4. The footage is fantastic. Everything looks great. I'm super happy with the two matches he sent me. And so then it's just the question of where do I put it and what do I do? And so we're still riding that wave right now.
Well, us fiends out here that can't go to that live are waiting patiently, my friend, and can't wait to see what you got there. Always looking at, you know, what's great about these days is the fans have their phones and can take, you know, some videos and stuff like that, which are really great, but don't always do it justice. But can't wait to be able to sit down on my app or whatever it might be and watch a few matches or a whole show of Reactivate Professional Wrestling, my friend.
Yeah. Well, one thing I was considering was with these couple of matches that I have is running a watch party on Facebook and running it, just, you know, live stream running it. And so anybody can jump in, watch it, and go. I've considered that with some of the footage as well, just put it up there for people to see, clip some stuff to YouTube, some highlight stuff, things like that. Maybe throw the actual footage into like a Patreon or something along those lines.
Right.
Again, just trying to figure it out. And then I'm also currently looking at streaming live on Twitch, similar to what 321 Battle's doing, because I am a member of the Twitch battalion. Like, I haven't been to a live show, but I try to watch live on Friday nights as much as I can.
Me too.
So I try to kick in there every now and then. I don't make it all the time, but I try to kick in as often as I can. And if I don't, I'm usually watching it in my downtime. So exactly. I do watch their shows as much as I can. And I want to kind of do something similar with us so that those guys over there can watch what we're doing here, because I know they're just as interested. And I know you and a lot of the other people on the West Side really want to see what we've got going on because they've been hearing good things.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't been able to get that out to anybody yet, but I'm working on it.
All right. That's good to hear, my friend, because the more wrestling content out there for everyone to see, the better. We got, you know, all the local stuff. We got, you know, independentwrestling.tv, powerslam.tv. You can watch stuff on Twitch. Defy has their own stuff. You know, it's crazy, man. And if I had had this back in the day in the late 80s and the 90s, I probably would have never left my house and never met a woman.
for sure. There is so much access to great wrestling nowadays. And that's one of the things, me being this, you know, super passionate fan that I am, I probably drives my wife a little crazy. But I absorb as much as I can. I'm watching. I pulled up YouTube on the TV the other day and watched some of the old Without a Cause matches with my kids, because they know who Chase James and some of those guys are that work with us here at Reactivate. And so they're like, hey, we know him. And they thought that was just the coolest thing. So we sat here and watched a few. And, you know, I'm always looking for whatever stuff I can show them that's, you know, local.
Yeah, I got to get him up there to one of those whack shows one of these times so they can sit there and talk smack to Steve Miggs, too.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, although sure. He's been to your show, what, once or twice now, right?
Twice, yep. Nice. Yeah, I adore Steve. Like, I mean, his work, his videos, the things that he puts out. I mean, he made a video for us the first time he came, and I was laughing hysterically because, you know, the whole thing of where's Richland, you know, where the F is that? And I'm laughing hysterically, and just the way he does his videos. I love, and he just did a promo for his upcoming match with DOA, and yep. I watched that one, and I thought that was great.
He's great.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And, you know, and he hasn't been in the business for very long. I mean, you know, just he's got a great mind for some of that. And obviously he's paid to talk. So, I mean, he's used to that part of it.
He does a great job at being a heel. Like, his wrestling's really good. But I think more with him is the way he does his social media, the way he's at when he's getting in the ring. He's talking smack to the fans, the kids, whoever it might be. And he does such a fantastic job of during the match. Like, I saw him at a match one time. He was at Without a Cause, and he was tweeting or whatever, taking pictures during the match itself. Like, how heel is that, you know?
Yeah, he stole the fries from one of the little girls at the first show of ours that he was at, episode 3. He stole her fries and walked off, and then as he walked around to the next little kid flipped him the bird.
Yep.
And he's used that clip of him getting flipped off by this little boy. He's used that clip in a couple of videos now because it's so awesome, like the way it got caught and the way, I mean, how can you not? It's a perfect, you know. It's a perfect video for Kids Love Migs.
It is. I was sitting there at a show one time, and I was kind of like near him, and I was kind of talking to him. Everyone's talking to him. And the kid just came up, kicked him in the foot, or not the foot, but the shin, and just walked off. And he laughed nice. His ass off, dude. It was so funny. Like, can you believe that just happened?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, my man.
He's a lot of fun.
Let's get to it here, man. It's time to, we're almost on the hour mark here already. Dude, every time we talk, it seems like an hour goes by, and it seems like it's 10 minutes. But anyway.
Yeah, you and I are chatty people for sure.
We are, man. And we'll do it again sometime soon. You just keep these shows coming. We'll just keep talking. And
I will.
Social media for Reactivate Professional Wrestling. How do we find you?
So Reactivate Professional Wrestling is on Facebook. We also have our Reactivation Chamber, which is our fan-based chat group, where our fans can key in and have conversations and post things and do all that stuff. So Reactivate Professional Wrestling on Facebook, or the Reactivation Chamber is the chat group. We are also on Twitter at Reactivate NW. Is it Reactivate Pro NW? I'm sorry.
It is it. Reactivate Pro NW. Sorry.
Yeah. I almost got my own wrong. What am I doing here? At Reactivate Pro NW.
I got your back.
Yeah, thank you. And so the YouTube channel is coming. I've recently created it. There's just no content on it yet because I'm clipping some of these videos together to put up there. But I will definitely get that spread out as soon as I can.
Nice, nice, nice. And where do we find that Reactivate Professional Wrestling amazing merch?
ReactivateProWrestling.com/merch. You can find the merch link at reactivateprowrestling.com, but our merch store is up there. The t-shirts, we've got t-shirts for, we've got our various logos. We've got, you know, t-shirts for Rook Kelly and Ryan Anthony Duran and Lumberzak and JD Mason and, you know, our super fan and all kinds of stuff up there. We've even got one for the Juice Box Kid.
Nice, nice, nice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you sell your tickets at various places there in Richland, but didn't recently you announced there's an online sale for tickets now?
Yeah, this was the first show. We did Eventbrite, and so there's a link in the event on Facebook where you can buy your tickets. And for this show and this show only, I waived any online fees, so I'm absorbing those fees for people who want to buy online.
God damn, you're like taking the fees, paying them off like your Ticketmaster or something over here.
Yeah, well, this show is also kids under 12 that are dressed in costume are free with paid adult.
Oh, shit.
So if a paid adult buys a ticket online, they're $20 for their general admission. Not only am I waiving the $2 fee and absorbing that myself, but their kid under 12 that comes dressed in costume is free entry as well.
Did you hear that, people of Richland? Dress your kid up, buy your ticket, bring the whole family in for free, pack the house. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, where else can you get into a family event if you have mom, dad, and two kids, you know, your average family of four, and your general admissions are $20, and you're paying $40 for all four people to come into a wrestling show like that. I mean, that's
great, you know, dude. You know what you need to offer next? Free hot dogs with every purchase of a ticket. Just kidding. I just made that up. Anyway, my man, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I know it was kind of, we hooked this up at the last minute after we were supposed to do it yesterday. I appreciate you. Appreciate what you're doing out there in Richland, supporting the wrestling cause, getting it up, going, doing your thing. And any final thoughts from Reactivate Professional Wrestling, my man Aaron, tonight?
You know, honestly, I just want to thank you for your support as well. You like everything. You share everything. I definitely appreciate the support that you've given us. And then, again, let me come on the show again. I always appreciate you. And I look forward to you taking me up on the offer that if you and the wife come down to one of the Reactivate shows, I will put you in the VIP with my sponsors. I'm waiting for you to take me up on it.
It's going to happen soon, my friend. Don't worry. Maybe not this Sunday in November at 5 p.m. bell time, but it's going to come soon. I'll tell you that.
Sounds good.
Thanks, buddy.
I heard you guys have a thing for tiki bars. I'll find one for you.
Yeah, find us some tiki bars out there, wherever they are. Invent your own. We'll come to your house if you're serving tiki drinks. And then, anyway, man, Aaron, thank you so much. Thanks for what you do, man, and keep supporting wrestling. I support you because I love professional wrestling, want to see it succeed here in the state, no matter what promotion it is. And thank you so much. Have a good evening. Congratulations on your success, and good luck this Sunday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. This episode recorded at the Bigfoot headquarters. This has been a Swagamore production.